Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. Advice that you need and your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Getting things started, we've already got someone on the line. Who are we have on the line, sir?
Hello, sir. Is this the Hurricane Center?
This is the Hurricane Watch Center, sir. Yes, we're inside our block home watching the hurricane. Yes. How are you, buddy?
Well, good for you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing real well. Looks like this thing may be turning away from us. So we're in Central Florida, for those of you that don't know. Not Mike, just myself. But I'm down here in the Central Florida area, and it looked like it was going to be completely heading our way, like an arrow pointed right towards my house, but looks like it may be steering away, so that could be a good thing.
Good. Yeah, good for you. Bad for the coast.
Yes, sir. That's true. So lots of prayers going out for them and, of course, all the other areas that have already been hit. So how is Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop doing? Doing well?
I'm good. I'm off this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. Taking Labor Day weekend, legitimately say, hey, this is my weekend. I'm just enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm going to labor around the house.
There you go. There you go. Honeydew.
Yeah.
You know,
wash the dog.
You're the only guy I know that washes the Aston Martin, and you don't call that work because it's not a car.
No, he loves it. He loves it, so we're good.
You name a lot of your animals after automobiles, don't you?
Pretty much all of them, yeah.
Even the cats?
All the cats are named, you know, after cars. Mercedes, Lexus. We got a Kia, you know, things like that, because they've either been found where we used to work on cars, or they come from cars. So that's how we do it.
I got you.
Yeah.
And of course, your dog, your pit bull Beauty. I'm telling you, that dog is a beautiful dog. That head has got to be 24 inches in diameter across. It's amazing. But I am telling you, what a sweetheart he is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a really good dog. According to the county, he's a Staffordshire Terrier, but everybody we know he's a pit bull.
Right. I mean, you know.
But he's a good dog.
He's got the looks. And I remember when he was just a puppy, where he was so insistent on seeing you when you walked in the door. You had to be ready. But
he loves company for the first 5 minutes, and then he's done.
Right. But he calmed down a lot. I mean, the last time I saw him was about 2 months ago, and he was just a great pleasure to be around. He's a beautiful dog.
Yep. And, well, he's 8 years old now, so he's kind of mellowing out.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't we all when we get to be he's 56 years of age. So, you know, he's up there.
He's a little younger than me, but he's catching up. So.
I think he's going to go ahead pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk cars. I mean, that's what we're here for crying out loud.
Sure.
Jeez.
Sure.
Okay. What do you have for us today, mister?
We're going to talk about all the seals that are on your car, not in the motor or anything like that, but around the doors, around the hood, around the trunk, and how to take care of them and make sure they last, because if something happens to them, they become very expensive. Perfect example. The door seal on my Challenger, just the door seal, is over $300.
How did you find that out? What happened to your door seal?
Oh, nothing happened to it. I was just checking.
Oh, okay.
Doing my research for today. Dave.
Oh, very good. Very good. Whoa. I'm impressed.
Yeah, you think I come up with this stuff off the top of my head?
Yes,
no,
I do.
I work hard on it.
Yes, I do.
So. Anyway, most of the modern cars nowadays have a seal that's in that seals the engine compartment, so the engine doesn't get all dirty and they get wet from the water.
Right.
The doors, some of these doors have two sets of seals. The trunk obviously has a seal. That's the one that I see damaged most of the time just from dragging things across it.
Right.
So what you want to do is when you're vacuuming your car, when you get to, I always start from the console area out. And when I get to the outside of the carpet area, I will take that seal and I will take a small brush, or I will take the vacuum and I will pull the seal away from the plastic trim piece. And that exposes where all the grit goes.
Yep.
And what that grit does is it acts like sandpaper, and it'll actually go through that rubber and make a hole in the rubber, and that's when you get your wind noise and your door leaks. Especially on some of these cars that have two sets of seals, you want to look at the one that's on the bottom of the door. Ford F-150, perfect example, has a seal that goes around a door opening that's on the truck side, And then on the bottom of the door has a real big rubber seal, and that's where all the dirt collects. And that seal lays up against the paint. And it will actually rub the paint off the truck at that door sill and cause rusting problems. So if you take care of all your seals, clean them regularly, vacuum them really good, wipe them down with an all-purpose cleaner or your interior cleaner, and then you want to put like a vinyl or rubber dressing on them.
Right.
There are specific products for door seals. Or you can use just the vinyl and rubber dressing, and that'll be fine. It keeps them nice and soft and pliable. You don't want to use anything like petroleum jelly, because that just makes a mess, and it attracts the dirt. Most of the vinyl and rubber dressings will dry.
Very good.
And then you won't have that problem. And then you should be good, and you won't have any bad expense on your car.
Well, great. And when we come back from break, we would like to talk about all of the car shows that are happening on this holiday weekend.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Okay, sounds good, mister.
Okay.
Mike Lambert
all
from
right.
the Shine Shop. Mike will be joining us in just a few minutes right after this break in order to take care of more information on the car shows and updating that. I'll be back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. This is Free Talk 930 WFMD. Pleasure to be with you live right here on the 31st of August. We'll be right back right after this.
Just an old half-ton short bed Ford. My uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick tin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with traffic.
A Toyota. Now, they really wanted to have an Asian race car driver to drive the car to make it international, but you have to realize Southern people are good at one and two syllable words. Kane, Junior, Gordon, Jarrett, Elliot, that's three, but it's short. Japanese names are very long. His car won't even sound like the other cars. Now, when you go to the race, you're going to hear this. Sound like George Jetson.
That's David Farrell talking about NASCAR. Obviously, a little while ago talking about NASCAR, but still a good routine. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. By the way, I want to remind you, it's a toll-free number to call. Get on the show live. This is a live broadcast, the 31st of August, and you can call me at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. That's toll-free from anywhere. So whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., it don't matter. You can call us toll-free. 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's bring our buddy up, Mr. Mike Lambert, once again from the Shine Shop. We did our tip of the week, Mr. Mike, and now it is time to talk about some of the car events that are going on in the Baltimore and Frederick area.
Yes, sir. We have today we have the Hot Rods and Classic Car Show from 9 to 3 at the American Legion in Greenbelt, Maryland, Post 136. It's free admission to the public. It's $15 for a car. Prizes, food, music, and trophies are going to be there. And there you go for the show.
Take the old 270 right up there, folks, and you can make your way to Greenbelt. And, again, one of the few shows out there this weekend for the holiday weekend. I used to be involved in the show that was at Maryland Line Volunteer Fire Department for 20-plus years. And Brett ran the show, did an excellent job. But he had to retire from it, and eventually you have to do that, just like Debbie Williams did from the PPF. You got to know when to say when. And he decided to do that. And the people that took over the show.
Listen, this Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
That's all she wrote. So it's a shame, but it does happen.
Listen, this. And it is. It's a ton of work to put on a show.
This is Jennifer Charles with Success Happens. Listen, this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for another conversation.
It's got to be a labor of love.
With terrific leaders on Free Talk 930.
Okay, so tomorrow we have the, this is the week for the Clarksburg Cars and Coffee at the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. And that's a really nice show. It's a nice place to go. A lot of places to get food and beverages there. And then we also have the Church of the Holy Donut in Burtonsville, and that's there every Sunday. And that's a really nice place to go, too. There's a couple restaurants there and a couple places.
The only reason why you go there is because you tell people you're going to church. Come on, Mike.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Jeez, that's so, I'm telling you.
And it's not lying about it, either.
No, I know. That's what's so great. You are sneaky, mister. You are sneaky.
There you go. Okay, and then next Sunday, we'll talk about this more next week also, is the 33rd Annual Reisterstown Festival Car Show, which we are sponsors, one of the sponsors of. And registration is from 8 to 11, and is at the Hannamore Center in Reisterstown. There's signs everywhere, so if you're coming out this way, you'll find it.
Exactly.
And it's registration is from 8 to 11. Trophies are given away at 2:30, and registration is $10. And I would suggest you get there around 8 o'clock is when it opens.
All right.
Because it's not a lot of space if you want to get on the asphalt. Okay?
Exactly. And you always want to get on the asphalt. I know it sounds hot, okay, but it's also a little more pleasurable to have your car sitting on grass.
It is. And honestly, I don't know. As big as the festival has got, I don't know if they're allowing any grass parking anymore. So they do have the parking lot right out in front of Reisterstown Road. You'll see everybody there.
Good.
And there'll be signs that direct you in. And we'll, like I said, we'll talk more about the details next week.
Okay, we got a couple minutes. We have not talked about ceramic coatings in a while.
Okay.
It's something that you do. Probably 95% of the automobiles that you detail get a ceramic coating from Modesta. You've got a couple different degrees of Modesta. And, you know, it's you got an opening bid, you got a medium bid, and you got the, oh, my God, it's coming at me bid. Modesta, though, is good stuff, though.
Yeah, Modesta's been in the country the longest. It is handmade in Japan by the gentleman that owns the company. Modesta has several coatings, and because it's a worldwide company, they design coatings for certain parts of the world. So we have a couple of coatings that are in the United States that we like, and we use the BCO8, which is their 3 to 5 year coating, and the BCO4, which is their 7 to 10 year coating.
Gotcha.
And that's what we offer, and we feel that fits everybody's needs that usually calls us. We're the only authorized Modesta installer in Maryland. They're very particular about who they allow to install. And as of right now, I don't think they're taking on any more installers in the country. So there's some really good shops that do this. And what we like about Modesta is it's been proven to be the thickest, the hardest, and the strongest coating on the market. We will not coat your car without doing the paint correction on your car, meaning we make the car look just as perfect as we can. There are companies out here now that will just do a coating on your car, and you're going to not be happy with the results because it's like a magnifying glass. It'll just make all the defects that are left in the car from not polishing it look worse. So you don't want to do that.
I know that for a fact. I mean, the job that you did on the cars that I have is just amazing. And my 13 Viper that you did the Modesta on still to this day looks beautiful. And that was done in 2013 when I bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, when I tell you 3 to 5 years, that's on a car that sits out 24/7,
right?
And gets the bare minimum of maintenance. And the two big things I want to stress about coatings is you do have to maintain them, just like you maintain a car that's waxed, only not as often because it don't get as dirty as fast. And we highly recommend you use the products that we give you to start out with, and you keep that regimen up if you want to get the most out of your investment. And it is an investment because coatings are extremely expensive if done by a professional.
Right.
So you don't want to waste your money by having me coat your car and then going out and just not doing anything to it.
Right.
It's just wasting your money, and you're not going to get the benefit of the coating.
Stop chastising me right here on the radio, please. Have feelings for crying out loud.
I wasn't specifically talking about
you. I'm not sure about that, you know. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're not down here. Come on.
I do. I run into people in Hunt Valley all the time and say, well, I had this certain brand of coating put on the car, and it's not lasting. I said, well, what are you doing to it? Well, I just, you know, I run it through the car wash, and I wash it with this dish soap and a rag. And I was like, well, there's your problem. You're not doing what the guy that put it on the car told you to do.
Right.
It's just like wax. You know, if I tell you not to wash your car with dish soap and wash it with dish soap and take the wax off the car, whose fault is that?
Or wax the car in the middle of a hot summer day right out in the sun, and you're going to have a problem.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, we do our best. We give you written instructions. We have it all over the website. I will tell you what to do when you get here. We give you free stuff. You know, I mean, after that, I can't help what you do when you leave my driveway.
Right.
And
it's
like that with most of the installers of any kind of coating I talk to. They're all like, well, these people keep calling complaining. It's like, well, are they doing what you tell them to do? Well, no. Well, then how is it the installer's fault?
Well, the good news is I know you don't get a lot of complaints because the
people are very lucky.
Yes.
People, I mean, they realize it's an investment because it is. Like I said, it's very expensive. And they do pretty much what we tell them to do.
Right. And it works out great. The cars look fantastic.
Yeah, works out really well.
My O3 Viper still looks like the paint came out of the showroom, not better than that. And we're talking about close to a 20-year-old car.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you, everybody that's listening, if you do what I tell you to do, your coating will last you longer than I tell you it will.
Right.
Okay.
And it has.
And that's all I can do for you.
I mean, I'm fortunate. I'm down here in Florida, which means you can't do anything for my cars, okay? And every single one of my cars, none of them have been touched in the last 5 years, okay? Except for the 16 Hellcat. You did the 16 Hellcat when it was brand new. Other than that, all the other cars have been done more than 5-6 years ago. And all of them have the original coating still on them and all still beat up and still look great.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're doing something right. You say you don't, but you must be.
Maybe. I don't know. Could be just by, you know, squirrel in the nut theory. You never know.
Okay.
I give you the credit, though. You're the one that did all the work. And, you know, the job that you did on my two Vipers is just outstanding. I mean,
I'm glad people still
still talk about those cars when they go out to a show and can't believe that the O3 is original paint. They really can't.
Well, you need to put that big sign on the back windows of those cars that tells them where to come.
I'm in Florida. You ain't coming down here. You told me that.
No. They can come here.
I got to get you to retire down here. I got to get that woman of yours to come on down to Florida. Try it out.
No. See, they have no hurricanes in West Virginia.
Really? They got tornadoes.
No hurricanes in West Virginia.
You got tornadoes. They're worse.
That's okay. We go to the root cellar.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, I appreciate it. We'll give out your information once again. Your contact information, your phone number is 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And I highly recommend following Mike and Lena on Instagram and Facebook at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Well worth it. A lot of before and after pictures, even pictures of Aston Martin before he gets his bath. Everything is on there, and it's a good time, that's for sure. Michael, thank you, sir.
Good. It was my pleasure. Thank you, and good luck to everybody down there.
Thank you very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday if we're still here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. All right. Appreciate that so much. We'll be back in just a few moments with your phone calls and a whole lot more at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. Back with your phone calls and more. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
It's a quarter past midnight as we cut through the city. Yeah. The streets are getting restless. Good times, bad decisions. Yeah. It's a quarter past midnight and the sirens are mending some hearts. But we're the losers on the back seat, singing love will tear us apart.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
Stop hoping for a good conversation. Call your friend. She'll give you an intelligent conversation. That's why when you girls go, "What are you thinking?" We go, "Nothing," because you couldn't handle how stupid it is. It would blow your brain right out of the front of your skull. I was wondering if I get beer to shoot out of my windshield wiper into my mouth while I'm driving. What are you thinking? I was thinking about building a conveyor belt from the couch to the fridge. What do you think it would cost? Seriously.
That is Billy Gardell, of course, of Mike and Molly fame. Very, very funny stand-up guy. Having a smart conversation. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you. Live broadcast the 31st of August. And the phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. Talk Cars. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Love to talk to you. If you've got a question about auto repair, buying and selling information, anything to do with the automotive business, and even if you have a car for sale, we can let you advertise it here free. Willing to give out your phone number, we'll put you on the air, give out your phone number, and hopefully one of our listeners will give you a call. I'm Dave Serio. Good morning to you. Couple things going on. We've got some recalls to talk about. First of all, Toyota is recalling 191,000 cars worldwide in Japan and also America, 130,000 of them right around here in the United States. Turns out Takata airbags are still having a problem, but this is a different problem, saying the airbags may not work properly in a crash. Now, we know about Takata airbags shooting out shrapnel, and it looks like in about 24 cases throughout the world have actually killed people, but this is completely different. These are the airbags that they used to replace the Takata airbags that had the shrapnel problem. Now it turns out there's a possibility that the airbag may not unfold as designed under high temperature conditions, resulting in airbag internal pressure rising differently than expected. Yes, Takata did go out of business. They were purchased, but this has just been a bad situation, of course. The vehicles included in this recall are 2003 through 2008 Toyota Corolla and 2005 through 2008 Toyota Matrix. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have here on the line?
It's Craig Shipp from Frederick.com.
Hey, Craig. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
It is. It's a beautiful morning. This is that time of the year. We're getting the gorgeous weather.
Yep.
And it is a great time for events. So, first of all, before I forget, There is a parade on Monday in Gaithersburg. It's always a really, really good parade. A lot of dancers, a lot of action. You name it, it's in that parade.
Gotcha.
So, if folks want to check that out, I believe it starts at 1 o'clock. I would get there before noon and get a good spot along the parade route.
You know, that's surprising that that's still going on so well, because when you think about Gaithersburg and how much it's grown in the last 20 years, you don't think of that as small town like you would Thurmont or one of the other towns like that. So I'm really surprised it's still going on.
It's still going on, and the crowds are always significant.
Yes.
I always, when I shoot my video, I shoot a few crowd shots along the parade route. But, you know, like any parade, it's such a long parade route. You can still find a good place to get a position. But
sure.
But there are a lot of folks right in the heart of the old town part there of Gaithersburg.
Right.
That's where they're really packed in. But if you get a little further down the parade route, you can find some good spots. The other thing that's nice about that parade is there are a lot of nice shade trees. So if it is sunny and hot that day, you know, you can get under a nice shade tree. So it's a nice place for a parade. So we got that going on. Couple of other things I did want to mention to you. The video from the PPF event is up. We actually have two different videos up from the PPF event. If folks want to check out, that was the final event.
How were the crowds? How were the crowds?
It was good. It was good. I don't think it was quite as big a crowd as they've had in some previous years, but it was pretty good. I mean, it was close.
Right.
I'm not going to say it was like a record crowd, but I mean, it was a good crowd. And when the entertainment was there performing, the bleachers were pretty full.
Good.
So and you'll see in the video what the crowds were like. So that's up. So if folks can like, comment, and share that, that'd be real helpful. So you just go to the Frederick County Facebook page, facebook.com/Frederick County, and have at it. And I just shared two videos this morning. You know how Facebook has the Facebook memories where they'll say thus and such happened 4 years ago?
Exactly.
Well, there were two Facebook memories this morning for the dynamic show.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it used to be held this weekend, yes.
One was 3 years ago today, and the other was 4 years ago today. And so I just shared both of those. So if folks want to take a trip down memory lane, including Dave Serio, because you were in them.
Yep.
I just shared those literally, you know, 10 minutes ago on the Frederick County Facebook page.
So one thing I will tell you, my hair has not changed since those 3-4 years ago. It's amazing.
There you go.
Very similar.
No. There you go. Well, you haven't aged at all. I met you like 20 years ago, and you still look the same. So I got to figure out what you're doing right with all that. That's funny. Everybody else seems to be the same, right? But I'm aging.
No,
so I don't know what's going on with that.
You're in pretty good shape for your age. I mean, you know, you really are. You take good care of yourself, and you know, I there are a lot of people out there that seem to be a little ageless, and then all of a sudden it catches up with them. But I've been very blessed, and you know, I know you have too.
So yeah, and it does. You know, what you eat and how you take care of yourself does matter. But anyway, so folks, take a look at those. And there are a bunch of other events on the events calendar there. And I do have to still say, you know, if you're having an event and it's not on there, just send an email to news@frederick.com if that's easier to remember than craig@frederick.com. And we'll help you promote your event.
And you do a great job with that, by the way. And, of course, you've got a lot of advertisers that have been with you for many, many years on the Frederick.com site. So you keep everything going. So appreciate your help, Craig. Thanks a lot for helping out with PPF. That was a very, very, you know, that was a great endeavor for many, many years at Debbie Williams. And we appreciate her time. Glad she got a chance to join us here on the show and talk about it. And we're sorry to see it go, as a lot of other people were, but it's, again, those things in life happen. Yep.
Yep, and she does still have the Corvette she's raffling off and some other things she's doing between now and the end of the year. So folks can still go to ppfinc.org and buy raffle tickets for that Corvette. You got a good shot at winning a new Corvette.
That sounds great. Well, thank you, Craig. Appreciate you joining us here on the show, buddy, as always.
Take care.
Thank you, buddy. Craig Bye-bye. Shipp from Frederick.com. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Back in just a few moments with your calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS.
You know what? That ain't healthy. You can take that to the bank. So I wouldn't eat the bacon and egg sandwich. I ate the side dish with it. What do they give you for a side dish in England for breakfast? Home fries, hash browns, fresh fruit? Nay, nay. They give you beans. Oh, good. Let's start me off in the morning. Stomach, cup of black coffee and some beans. Now let's walk me around London for a little while. Get me all churned up. Put me in a taxi and see what happens. I blew the doors off a taxi. They thought it was a bombing. I heard, Scotland Yard pointing guns at me. Every house gas again, shoot on my
John Panette, one of the funniest guys around at the time. I'm telling you, when he passed, it was a sad, sad day. He really was one funny, funny human being. Bacon and beans. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. One of the biggest guys in the Frederick area when it comes to auto repair, the partner of Dynamic Automotive, Mr. Jose. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Big Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. You and your partners do an excellent job with all four locations, and number five coming around just a little bit. It's amazing the growth that you guys have had in the last 20 years. But when you think about it, and I look at the other businesses in the area, I see your business model, the training of people, the way that you treat people, both the customers and also your personnel, and the honesty, and I'm not surprised at all at the growth that your business has succeeded with in the last 20 years.
Thank you, Dave. It is a lot of work, and we do invest in our people, and we care very much about our customers. The other factor I would say also is that each one of us, the partners, that would be Dwayne Myers and Lee Foreman, we have our strong suits,
yes,
things that we are good at. So, you know, now there's a diversity here in expertise, and I think that really lends a lot to our formula of success.
Oh, absolutely. You three guys, you know, we joke about it. I mean, I've had partners in businesses over the years, and it's like a marriage to a certain extent, because you spend a lot of time with these folks. You have to, you know, compromise. You have to do a lot of things. So it's very similar to that, but it's tough. But of all the partnerships I've seen over the years, I would say that from what I know, and I'm not on the inside, I see, you know, just like everybody else from the outside, but you guys get along great. You're not, you know, no one's a hog for attention. You know, no one has to be the top dog all the time. And you guys really get along and do a great job.
Yeah, we actually take vacations together from time to time, the three couples. And,
right,
and you know, there is a bonding that takes place.
Sure.
And then we also meet usually on a weekly basis. And we have our agenda, and mm-hmm, each one of us has our job to do, and the others support that person. Now, you know, it's not all bliss.
Well, of course.
And I don't have to tell you. You
yep,
already
of course.
Know that.
Yes, I've been
you
there,
know?
Done that. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So issues have to get worked out from time to time, of course.
Right. Well, I'm glad you guys do a great job. You've got four locations in the Frederick area. That right there is an achievement. I have never had more than one repair shop at a time, and I'm thankful because I still have my health. I've always wondered
right,
how you guys do it. I mean, luckily there's three of you with four locations, so it makes it a little bit easier. But I was tempted at one time. I looked at a location while I had my shop in Bel Air, and I looked at a location that was probably about 15 miles down the road from there. And I got real close. And, you know, and then I looked at my age, and I said to myself, what am I doing? I mean, this is going to end up being, it could end up being a nightmare. It could be great, but
right,
it also could be a nightmare. You know, when you get to a certain age and starting a business from scratch is really tough. And, you know, I did it in 2005 when I took over the Bel Air location, but I was going to do this in like 2011. And, you know, the age and all the other things going on, running two businesses at the same time, I just decided that, you know, one's enough. I'm doing good, you know?
Yep. I completely understand, because with just one, you're wearing so many different hats.
Yes.
And you have to cover it all. You have to put the proper people in place, and hopefully they're trained properly to serve the business well. And then when you expand to two locations, well, now you've doubled your
right,
work easily, if not tripled.
Now, Lee has done an excellent job with a new market location. How has he run that business for all these years with two bays is incredible.
Two bays.
I mean, that should be a mark right there, a model for efficiency, because you can't make money with two bays, right? Wrong.
Right.
You guys
yeah,
have done well. And, you know, it's
yeah,
most people would say a two bay shop is too small. You can't make any money at it. But you guys have found a way to take care of the customers properly and make a living there.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, Lee is an anchor. That location is muscle bound. We really developed that location the first 10 years we had it. And then, of course, I moved to the other opening locations. Lee stuck it out at that location, continuously developing it and bringing in more and more people. He's got people working outside on cars.
We've got
so much work.
Right.
You know, and the Saturday business hours, they stay open till 6 or 7 as needed.
Trying to catch up.
Hours are 9 to 3.
What is he going to do with those 8 bays? He's going to be in heaven.
That's a different ballgame altogether. Yeah. I think that'll ease some of his scheduling because he'll be able to fit everyone in comfortably.
Oh, yeah. He has to. All right. Well, let's talk about these 4 locations, Mr. Okay, and what you got going.
So if you're in the Newmarket area, please visit our original location, meet my partner Lee Foreman, or Sarah. Sarah does a good bit of running that location also. You can reach them at 301-694-5460. They're open from 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturday. They're at 11931 Old National Pike, Newmarket, Maryland. Give them a call. And if you're in the Libertytown area, give Todd or I a call at 301-694-6250. We've got the same hours of operation. Our largest location, which is right off of Route 270, located in beautiful Urbana at 8824 Urbana Church Road, that shop boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert absolutely swears by. And that location is run by my other partner, Dwayne Myers. If you call that location, you'll get either Jason or Adam on the phone or Stuart in the quick lube. Mm-hmm. And they'll be able to help you with all of your automotive needs. And our final location, right off of Route 15 in Frederick at 11 Bite Court, that operation runs from 7 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Big Bobby Allen handles that location. You can reach Big Bobby Allen at 301-662-3300. They do Jeep modifications. They also do a ton of fleet work. If you've got a fleet full of trucks or cars, Bobby is your man. Give Bobby a call. And whenever you mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know, you'll get 10% off on parts and labor for whatever repair or service you get done at any one of our locations. Just mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know.
And you know, fleet service is something special. These guys need their vehicles back as quickly as possible. And that's what Big Bobby Allen does at the Frederick location. They really do muscle them in and muscle them out so that they can get back on the road and make money. Because fleet vehicles don't make any money when they're in the repair shop, that's for sure. And that's what customers need. So that's why he's doing so much fleet work, is because he really does put the emphasis on getting the vehicles back to as quickly as possible.
Yeah, he has a terrific team over there, and they really do know the importance of getting that truck, as you said, back on the road so it's producing again. So Big Bobby Allen's specialty is definitely fleets over there.
Now, what's going on at the Libertytown location? Todd has been on vacation for the last, 8 days or whatever. Is the place still standing?
Matter of fact, you've met Scott Welcome.
Oh, sure.
Scott Welcome does a great job managing when Todd is not around. And,
right,
of course, we've got a team under Scott also. So, the place is still standing.
Todd, I'll be honest with you.
We decided to take this Saturday off for the Labor Day holiday.
Great. Very good.
Town is closed.
That's a nice little treat for the employees to do it once in a while.
Yes.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Well, Jose, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. All the information that Jose's talked about is available on the web at dynamicautomotive.net. And, we appreciate you being with us and giving us an update on what's going on.
Always my pleasure, Dave. Always good to hear your voice on the radio.
Thank you, sir. Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive. We look forward to talking to you again next week, buddy.
All right, my friend. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for being part of the show today. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know, every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Hey, little minivan, we're going to the grocery. Hardware Store. She's got an automatic tranny with overdrive, and the radio's tuned to Magic 95. She gets 30 miles on a gallon of gas, and I can schlep all the girls to gymnastics class. Her headlights on both night and day, the most practical value in the USA. She's got cruise control, ABS, and EFI. I keep her Michelin's at 32 PSI. Hey, little minivan, we're going to the Children's Museum. On icy mornings when I'm feeling my age, I'm protected and warm.